Famous flops. Some of the most famous failures of recent times. Films that hardly anyone goes to see. Theatre shows that can't sell any tickets. Products that nobody wants to buy. Some things just don't work out. This is the first of a mini-series on some of the world's biggest flops. This month, films that flop. One of the most famous cinema flops was Heaven's Gate, 1980. It was directed by Michael Cimino. At the time, he was considered one of Hollywood's best directors and had recently won an Oscar for The Deer Hunter, 1978. But Heaven's Gate was a disaster from start to finish. At the premiere of the film during the intermission, it was 4 hours long, Cimino asked a studio executive why none of the audience were drinking the free champagne. "Because they hate the movie, Michael," was the famous reply. They weren't the only ones. The film cost $42 million to make, but only took $3 million at the box office. Another famous flop was Cutthroat Island, starring Gina Davis, which came out in 1995. The pirate-themed fiasco cost a huge $115 million to make, but took only $10 million at the box office. One reviewer described it as undoubtedly one of the worst films I have ever seen in my life. The studio that made it, Carolco, shut down shortly afterwards. One of cinema's most recent flops is Motherhood, 2009. It stars Hollywood superstar Uma Thurman and was set to be another Hollywood blockbuster. However, on its opening weekend in the UK, it made just £88. Incredibly, no more than a dozen people went to see the film. On its debut Sunday, box office takings were only £9, meaning that just one person bought a ticket. No one's really sure why the film has done so badly. Some say it's just because it's a terrible film. "This drivel makes me ashamed to be a woman," said Wendy Eide on the website Rotten Tomatoes. "It's one of the rare movies I didn't stay until the end for," said one member of the website, Mumsnet, who was given a free ticket for a special screening. Others have blamed the film's innovative marketing technique. As part of this, just one British cinema was given exclusive permission to launch the film. The film's producers hoped that exclusivity would create a buzz around the movie, and that word of mouth would then turn it into a success. But the tactic backfired catastrophically. It seems that this story of a stressed-out Manhattan parent will only be remembered as a flop.